In those other cases, who garbed is a man teve maski bay meyazuzi, that he owed somebody $100, he borrowed $100. Shochiv, and the person died now. Shofa kitina daria, he left over, the father left over to Eretz Yerusha a small piece of land. Teve shavya chamishin zuz, it was only worth $50. That's all the father left over. And the father owes somebody $100. So also the Baal Choyv now comes and tells the kids, listen, I lent your father $100, I want to get paid back. Ukatoraflay. So the Malva now comes and takes away this ground, this land. It's the karka that the Yorshim Yashin, he has a right to collect the B'chayva Sevim. So he grabbed it, Ktoraflay. Ozo Yasmin, now the Yisraelim went, Yoyvulei Chamishim Zuz, they paid him off $50. And so they paid him off $50. In other words, they bought the land back from him. They paid him off $50. Now, what happened was, Hod the Ketorah Flo. Now the Baal Choy the second time went and grabbed the ground the second time. So in other words, he's saying, listen, you paid me $50. That's for $50 worth of the Choy. But I lent your father $100. So for the second $100, the second $50, I'm taking the karka back again. That's what this Baal Choy did. Is the question is, does he have a right to take it back or not? Is Osla Kaima de Abaya, they went in front of Abaya. Omulan, they said like this, Mitzvah li Yisoymim lefroya chayv aviyim. Is that true? There's a mitzvah upon the Yisoymim to pay up the chayv of the aviyim, of what the father owes. Therefore we say, Hanikam moi mitzvah vi avidusu. That the Yisoymim first paid him $50, that's the pshat Yisoymim now wanted to pay up the loan their father borrowed. Their father borrowed $100, and there's a mitzvah for them to pay up the money the father borrowed, so they pay back $50. Hashda now, kitorif bedin kitorif. Now when the malva is taken and grabbing this ground, he has a right to keep the karka. This really is the karka that the Simim Yasher from the father. It's meshubit to the Baal Choyv, so the Baal Choyv has a right to collect it. Listen, I lent your father $100. True, you just paid me up $50. Very good. But you still owe me $50, and this karka is the karka from your father. I'm going ahead and keeping it. He has a right to. But v'lo yamorin, this was only said to lo yomru le hanu chamishim zuzi demei da'arya katina. Only if when the Yisraelim paid up to $50, they did not say like, listen, I'm buying this ground off you. Like I'm giving you $50 now to buy the ground back. They didn't say it that way. But rather they only said, we're paying you $50 what our father owes you. Then it's good. Avol omrule. But let's say the kids told this person, Hani chamishim zuzi, that we're paying you $50, you should know. Dimei arya katina, that we're paying you to get back the karka. We know you took our father's land. We want to buy it off you. So we're paying you now $50 that we want to buy it back. If so, then what the Yorshim bought back is not the pshat like they're yashting it from the father anymore. No, they're buying it back right now. And it's like their own property. Because since it's the Yorshim's own property, the Baal Choyv of the father has no right to collect it. So then they can't get this property back. Only if the property still stays like it's his father's property, really. That first the kids paid up $50. Okay, they paid up $50. They still owe another $50, so then the person has a right to take this land for the $50 that it's worth. But if when the kids pay $50 to him, it's because they want to buy the land back. In other words, they're not going to pay off the chayv of their aviyim. They're going to buy back the karka, so then they bought it back. Then this person has no right to grab the karka back a second time. Right, to who garbled was the person, tizavne l'ksuba sedime. There was a son that sold his mother's ksuba. And for some reason he had the right to sell it. On the Tzatis Seich face, his mother's going to die, he's going to yashin it. So he sold the ksuba right now with the Tevis Hanor. The Tevis Hanor. In other words, there's a doubt if the person will ever collect the money. Because who says the mother's going to get a gift? Who says the husband will die first? Maybe the mother will die first. Maybe there won't be a ksuba. So the guy buys it on a doubt. V'yomalei. And the son told the person like this. If my mother comes and argues, when she gets a get that she wants the money, you should know, I'm not going to argue for you. She's going to have a right to collect the money. There's part of your doubt saw that my mother doesn't say anything. But if my mother comes and argues that she wants the money, then nothing doing, you can't get the money, she's going to keep it. That's what he made it tonight. Now what happened was, the mother died. and she didn't come and argue. So Chura, now that the mother died, and there is a ksuba involved, she got a get first, so the husband died first, so she has the right to collect the ksuba. So now this person that bought the ksuba, he wants to collect it. What happens though, we also EU, now the kid comes, become our, and the kid comes and argues and says, no, he wants the money for himself. So Sabu Rami Bachom thought to sell a name to say, Iyu b'mokim imakoi. This kid has a din, Yerusha. He's yashming his mother. He's taking over his mother's rights. So just like if his mother would be here, she has the right to complain she wants to keep the money. He thought to say, the kid also has the right to say he wants to keep the money. Mr. Gemara says no. Or Malay Rava said, Ni di achrayis di do. Le kiblolei. He didn't accept upon himself that he'll have to pay if his mother keeps the money. But achrayis di day mila kibul. But you yourself, the kid that sold it, you for sure gave up your right to keep the money. But that's your sale. Your sale is that whatever you're going to get out of the ksuba, you're selling it to this person. Therefore, you have no right now to argue to say you want to keep the money. Omar Rami Bachoma. What's going to be Ruvain Shemocha Soda Lashimish Lom Achrayis? Ruvain sold one of his fields to his friend Shimon without any achrayis, as if to say, if a Baal Chayv comes and collects this karka from you, Shimon, don't come back to me. I have no obligations to you. I'm selling it to you at a cheap price, but I'm telling you, I owe people money, and if I can't pay them up, they're going to come and take this karka away, and there's no achrayis, I'm not going to pay you back. So Reuven sold it to Shimon without any achrayis. V'yosa Shimon, now Shimon was smart and did, Omochru l'Reuven b'achrayis. He went and sold the field back to Reuven, but with achrayis, saying, you know, if someone takes the field away from you, away from me, I want my money back. So Shimon sold the karka back to Reuven with achrayis. That if someone takes away from achrayis, Shimon's going to have to pay him. And that's what happened. V'yosa b'achayv de Reuven. Reuven owed people money. And that person came, Mukatara Flamine, and he took away the ground from Reuven. Is Dino the Locher is Enachnami, the Yozel Shimon Amavtile. Shimon is going to have to pay the Achrayas back to Reuven, like Reuven gained on the deal. Even though it's Reuven's Baal Chayv, Reuven owed money to somebody. That person is now collecting the field away from Reuven. But since it was sold to Shimon without Achrayas, and Shimon sold it back to Reuven with Achrayas, that in case, I don't know why, in case he did it, I don't know why. In case, but Reuven brought it back with conditions that Shimon has to pay him if it's taken away from Reuven. So now when it's taken away from Reuven, Reuven has a right to go to Shimon and say, pay me. Omalei Rav said no. Nehi, the Achrai is the Alma Kibbalalei. True rule, Shimon was Makav upon himself. If something happens to him from other places, that he'll pay back Shimon. But Achrai is the Nafshe Mekibbalalei, that makes no sense. That he was the Mekabel upon himself, Shimon, that if Reuven's own Baal Chov comes and collects the money, because Reuven himself owes him the money, and so far he didn't go to say, I'll pay you back for that. I only meant to say that if from some other place, something's going to go wrong, they'll take the land away from you, I'll pay it back to you, like from me. But if your own Baal Chov come and take it, that's a swerve shooter, he was never Mekabel, it doesn't make any sense, he was never Mekabel Achrayis on that. But Umay the Rubber does agree though, that Reuven sheyorash sodom Yaakov, when the father Yaakov died and Reuven the son yashened his father's property, umochro l'shimon shlo b'achrayis, and he sold now this land to Shimon, his brother Shimon, without achrayis, that if it's taken away, Shimon can't collect anything back. The yosta Shimon, now Shimon went umochro l'Reuven b'achrayis, went and sold it back to Reuven. Vice versa, Reuven had charata, and Reuven now misses the field and he wants to get it back. He wants to buy it back from Shimon, but Shimon says, I'm not going to sell it back to you unless you take a chrayis on it. So Shimon says, okay, I'm taking a chrayis. In this case now, v'yosa b'alchayv di Yaakov, if not Reuven's b'alchayv, but the b'alchayv of the father Yaakov comes, who gotarif lo'minei, and takes the ground away from Reuven, l'achriz dino d'yozo Shimon amavsi lo'minei, that now that Shimon has a right to come and collect the money from Reuven. Since Shimon sold the property back to Reuven, Reuven has a right not to collect the money from Shimon. Since Shimon sold the property back to Reuven via achrayis, that he said, if it's taken away from Reuven, I'll pay you for it. So Shimon has to pay Reuven now. My time, what's the reason? Ba'achoyv di Yaakov, ke ba'achoyv di Yalmadami. Since it's not the pshat that Reuven owed the money to these people, but it's the father that owed the money to the people, that has nothing to do with Reuven. So that's called like other people, something from someplace else, the karka now is being taken away from Reuven. So since when Reuven was smart, when he bought it back from Shimon, he told Shimon, I'll only buy it back if you take a chrais, you take the obligation. If something goes wrong, you have to pay me the money. So this is called something went wrong. Since the father owes people money, and the chayv, the mal becomes collected from the yarshim, halach riz, Shimon has to pay him. Omar Rami Bachoma, Reuven shemocha sod l'shimon. If Reuven sold the field to Shimon, b'achrayis, with achrayis, then in case it gets taken away, you have to pay me back. He didn't pay the money, but he made a milva as if to say, I owe you the money. They put it on credit now. The money is on credit as if there was a loan, and I owe you the money. What happened was, Reuven died. And Reuven never collected his money yet. Now, the Ba'achayv of Reuven comes and collects the property away from Shimon. And the Chur, there was a Chrayis there. Ufaisuya bezuzei. The Lachar is Shimon, instead of paying him the property, paid him up the money. Listen, the guy lent you $1,000. Here's $1,000 instead of taking the property back. So the Maisa Shimon still has the karka. So Lachar is Dinahu, the Karmelei B'nei Reuven. The Lachar is the kids of Reuven could say, Anan metaltli shavatav uchaboch. Our father left over money by you. Like you owe us the money. You didn't pay up the money of the karka. It was a milva. You have no right to pay up the money. Money is not mishubit for your son to pay up. Only from karka. Therefore, the money you paid up is not, we don't have to do anything about it. Therefore, you still owe us the money. You still have to pay us back the money. So, Amar Rava says, if the other person wants to be wise, smart, when the person has to pay up the $100 that he owes the father for the karka, let him pay it up in property, in karka. Once he pays it up in property, now they can collect that property back because there's a chrayis. The Yom Rav Nachman says, Amar Rabba Ravua, that Yisoymim Shagovu Karka B'chayv Esaviyim B'chayv Chosav V'gayv Reisim Mehen. If somebody owes money to the father and he pays it up in karka, so it's considered like the Yisoymim now Yashin this karka because of the father. So now another Baal Chayv of the father has the right to come and take away that karka. Therefore, if the guy is smart, he owes the Yisoymim $1,000. Let him pay it up in karka. If he pays it up in karka, now the kids have karka that they Yashin from the father. So since when you bought the field, you bought a Bachrayis, and it was taken away from you, you have a right now to collect the value back. But the question is, does the Yisrael have any karka from the father? Yes, now they have karka from the father. So if you want to be smart, you'll pay up the Yisrael in karka. We'll make it that the Yisrael do have karka. Now that the Yisrael have karka, you have a right to collect it back from the Yisrael. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this. Let's come over again tomorrow. Sure.